I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. In today's delve into the Bugle archives, we go back in time, not literally, to September 2010 and the 65th UN General Assembly meeting. It was underway in New York, and of course, John Oliver was there to give his very expert analysis.
Top story this week, give me a U, give me an N. Give me an annual gathering of diplomats and heads of state. What have you got? The UN General Assembly! Just yesterday...
You've been doing too many stadium gigs, John.
Just yesterday, Andy, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon launched the 65th UN General Assembly here in New York City. He was picked to host after the controversial hosting job last year of Billy Crystal, where he did a song and dance parody of each member nation in a 13-hour opening monologue. That was described as both breathtakingly offensive and mind-blowingly long. Instead, this year, Ban Ki-moon stuck to his more traditional approach, running on stage to the sounds of Two Unlimited's You're Ready For This, before sliding on his knees and firing T-shirt cannons into the electrified crowd. The T-shirts had a variety of slogans on, Andy, such as Ban's the Man, Unstoppable Moon, with the un of unstoppable in the UN font, and finally, this is where the assembly is at, with an arrow pointing toward the groin.
But he's also released his new album, Blue Moon, which is his more risque stand-up.
That's right. Not for the kiddies. The whole city here, Andy, has been buzzing with anticipation all week, and that's no surprise. It's the most glittering week in global democracy. The paparazzi were out in full force yesterday as the biggest names in politics walked the powder blue carpet. As delegates from all the nations walked past, there was a sea of camera flashes and shouts of, Mr. President! Mr. President, who are you wearing? And what are you going to do about your nation's shameful infant mortality rate? Mr. President, big smile over here, please. Big smile. In his opening address, Ban Ki-moon said the UN provided a moral compass for a world in which social inequalities were growing, with women and children bearing the brunt, which is true, but the UN has had real trouble with its moral compass in the past, Andy. It's been very unreliable. Like when it inexplicably pointed away from Rwanda. Probably just needs shaking up and down a bit or not being stored next to magnets. After Ban Ki-moon had warmed the audience up, Andy, with a bit of crowd work, just basic stuff like what's your name, where'd you come from, why aren't you doing more to increase literacy in your region, can I count on your support in reducing carbon by 2025, is that your tie or did your neck just throw up, that kind of thing.
Where's that from? That's nice.
He handed the mic over to President Obama, whose speech focused mainly on the Middle East peace process, including a plea for unity, and for all nations to present a united front supporting a peaceful resolution, featuring cutaway shots of the Palestinian delegation and then the Israeli delegation's empty chairs, because Israel, Andy, did not turn up. Now, you might well ask, how could they not turn up to the most important speech on the future of their region in years? They must have had an excellent excuse. Well, it turns out that they were at home observing the Jewish holiday of Sukkot. Andy, the day went, and exactly, the fact it went quiet rather than, oh yes, of course, down the other end of that microphone.
I was just observing it myself. F*** you, John.
It's the day, of course, as we all know, especially you, Andy, when Jews build makeshift huts called sukkahs from leaves and twigs.
They're called Wendy houses.
No. From leaves and twigs to commemorate the fragile dwellings they lived in when the ancient Israelites wandered the desert. Which makes perfect sense, Andy. You can now totally understand why they couldn't make the UN General Assembly now. As holidays go, that's a biggie. It's not like Jews have lots of holidays. Do you not think that God might have given them a mulligan on this one, Andy? Surely he'd let this one slide considering what was on the line. He's not going to be up in heaven saying, congratulations, you've brought peace to a region beset by war. May you live in harmony for... Hold on a second. Where's your grass hut? Oh, I know you didn't just skip Sukkot. I know you didn't do that. You know what a stickler I am for that holiday of the hut. That's it. Famine and pestilence be upon all of you. Seriously. Famine and pestilence for everyone. I'm so pissed off right now.
Yeah, Obama called for guess what in the Middle East. We'll give you a multiple choice. Was it A, free tricycles for all? B, more food fights, less gunfights? C, peace? Or D, more strip clubs? Well, it was, of course, C, explicitly, and B, implicitly, possibly with A as an incentive, and D as an inevitable upshot of increased westernisation.
Oh, very good.
And he also, he's apparently trying the carrot and stick approach with Iran, John.
Right.
And it's all very well, but of course there's a problem with the carrot and stick approach, as we well know, and that is if you get a big enough carrot, you can't actually use it as a stick.
Yes.
And if you actually get some of those little carrots and coat them in lead, you can sort of use them as little makeshift bullets. So in many ways, the carrot is in fact much more dangerous than the stick.
It is true.
And there you go. That's a bit of classic... Zaltzman and Oliver from 2004, I believe. I think it was 2004.
Could be.
Yeah, classic stuff.
I think it's Zoliver 2004.
Yeah.
It might seem strange to have Obama as your opening act for the Assembly, but the truth is the big speakers are traditionally the whack jobs of the UN. They're the big ticket acts who can forget Chavez claiming that the room still smelt of sulphur after the presence of George W. Bush, or Colonel Gaddafi talking for so long last year that he went through two translators. All special moments. Someone who's been consistent, though, when it comes to producing the consistent crazy over the years, is Ahmadinejad. And he did not leave his fans disappointed this year by going on a rant about 9/11, saying there was an argument that some segments within the US government orchestrated the attack to reverse the declining American economy and its grip on the Middle East in order to save the Zionist regime. At this point, the American delegation walked out. He then went on, the majority of the American people, as well as most nations and politicians around the world, agree with this view. And at this point, lots of other delegations walked out as well. It was like everyone was just going through the motions. They walk out every year. It clearly isn't stopping him. They're handling him all wrong, Andy. The way I see it, they have three key options. Either everyone should walk out, and I mean everyone, including cameramen and translators, leaving him talking awkwardly to a completely empty room. Or you should stay all the way through it. Don't give him the satisfaction of a dramatic walkout. Instead, now read a book while he's sitting there. Play a board game with nearby delegates. Get out an inflatable neck pillow and take a nap. Or better still, order a pizza to the UN chamber and munch on it while he's talking. Give him the respect he deserves. Or they should just electrify the podium. And every time someone says something crazy, a 100-volt jot should be shot through it. I think that might gradually teach the extremist leader of the world to be slightly less moronic. But it wasn't just 9/11 conspiracy spewing from Ahmadinejad. He also took a hard line on nuclear weapons, but perhaps not the hard line everyone was expecting. First, he referred to nuclear energy as a heavenly gift, which is simply scientifically untrue, Andy. It is very much a manly gift, nuclear energy. A gift from mankind that I think we all wish we'd rather never opened. He apparently also criticised the US for not dismantling its nuclear weapons and then claimed that he was reiterating his call for a nuclear-free world. He said, "The nuclear bomb is the worst inhumane weapon and which must be totally eliminated." I do hope that he winked at the camera after that, Andy, and then said, "Seriously, no one should ever have nuclear weapons," and then winked again.
He really wants to lead the world in nuclear disarmament, and in order to be able to do that, he has to have some nukes to disarm.
Yeah, I suppose that's
so
it.
This is a lot. It's the most pacifist nuclear weapons program in the history of humanity.
He's branched out his irritation this year because he even caused trouble before getting into the chamber. Apparently, hotel guests in the hotel in Manhattan where he's staying complained that he bought a personal chef to prepare his food for him that made, and I quote, "The whole hotel stink like hell." Now, that's a bit unfair to the chef, Andy, because on that particular day, Ahmadinejad had ordered takeout from Thank Allah It's Fridays, which is his favourite restaurant. Their infidel burger is a classic, Andy. Like the slogan says, it stinks like hell, but it tastes like heaven. This might be the biggest insult of all from Mahmood. Who brings a chef to New York City, Andy? This is one of the most consistently delicious cities in the world. Maybe he just needs to have one meal here, because I'm pretty sure his attitude to America would change before the dessert menu came out.
Particularly if he went to Katz's Deli.
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
I don't want to plug places that aren't giving us money. But
He'd become a of a lot less anti-Semitic after one sandwich there.
Absolutely. The UN also have discussed their Millennium Development Goals that were set at the start of the millennium to be achieved by 2015. As yet, none of those goals have been scored. It does appear at times that the UN is playing for a 0-0 draw. Some politicians do claim they're still on target, and that come 2015, all the world will be able to hear is the UN's commentator getting increasingly excited in his commentary box, shouting, "Chance to eradicate poverty and hunger! False Nazi for the developed world! Shoots! Goal! Universal primary education now! Clean through! Just the keeper to beat! Goal! Reducing child mortality! Unmarked to the far post! Free header! Oh, hit the post! Rebound! Goal! Combating AIDS! Back to combat! Malaria, back to AIDS, dink through for malaria, goal! What a performance of the developed world. It's an absolute Millennium Goals feast.
Thank you for listening to Top Stories. Do support what we do in the Bugle stable by donating via thebuglepodcast.com. Premium level voluntary subscribers can now get an exclusive 12-inch vinyl episode of the show. If listening in Apple, you can also click the button to support us right now. Goodbye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.